Lost and Found, The Aesthetics of Mental Health, is a Gribart show that doesn't pretend to have it all figured out. It's not about recovery montages or deep tortured artist cliches. It's about the messy middle, the flat days, the tiny victories, the things we do to just keep going. It's curated by H and Michael, who join us now on 2SER Breakfast. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you so much for joining us here today. H, now I imagine you sort of have a bit of stop motion as part of your practice. And I would imagine that requires the patience of a monk and the chaos of a raccoon in a kitchen. How did this medium find you and what drew you to it?
Oh, well, I think I've always liked the sort of the human element of stop motion. You know, in claymation, we can see someone's real life fingerprint on some of the characters.
Very true.
Really got this tangible quality that's so beautiful. And I feel like CGI and other animation just doesn't match it in terms of that.
Those tangible qualities just aren't there.
Yes.
There's no uncanny valley.
No.
Stop motion. I imagine it's a Herculean task to curate such a wacky and wonderful collection of artists. What's it like? Been like seeing your work sitting up alongside such a diverse lineup of art?
Oh, it's amazing. And I think just the fact that it is so diverse really pulls everything together so beautifully. We've got so many different mediums, glass, painting,
performance
art. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And we're also co-curating with another third curator called Professor Paul Rhodes, who's a Sydney Uni professor at UCID.
Okay.
So professor of psychology.
Professor of psychology. So he's played a big part in this as well.
Yeah.
Shout outs to the professor.
Yeah.
How good would it be for people to refer to you as professor? The work in this exhibition aims to capture that murky space between not okay and getting there. How difficult is it to sort of translate mental health, something which is notoriously invisible, into something physically tangible?
It's a great question.
I think, it's pretty good that we've got something like art that exists, because I think that's something that people with mental health issues can communicate so much with. You know, I can't really think of anything else in the world that sort of can allow people to talk about pretty personal stuff.
Yeah, I guess
whether it's through music or visual arts or whatever.
Yeah, totally.
Because it can speak the unspoken, I suppose.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's definitely a challenge to sort of have something in your head that you want to communicate, and sometimes words just don't cut it. There's only certain ways to communicate.
And the exhibition is happening at Studio 551 on South King Street. Mm-hmm. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Is it Studio 551, Studio 551?
Whatever you like.
God.
I think it's 551. I'm pretty sure it's 551.
Being in one of those most awesome parts of the city and being Sydney side as yourself, is the sort of does the city shape your art and your outlook? Are there local artist spaces or moments in the local art scene that give you that, oh, that's what I want to do kind of feeling?
Absolutely. I mean, I know that for Michael, the city is definitely heavily involved in his art. I think in terms of style, we actually really want to push what people are seeing, what's being curated around Sydney, and evoke some sort of different emotions that aren't just, you know, a brushstroke on a canvas, something really raw. But
I think in a city like Sydney, you know, I read something not too long ago that they did a study of the loneliest people in the world are usually in the most populated cities.
Right,
because if you're in the middle of a desert, at least you got an excuse to be depressed or lonely. but when you're in a city and you're feeling lonely, you're like, why? What's going on?
I've got it all.
There's so many people around me. Why am I feeling like this?
Yeah,
so,
if you're by yourself in the middle of the desert, it's sort of like, oh, it's understandable that I'm so lonely.
Yeah.
And I guess it's also one of those cool artistic challenges as well. It's a very unique space there at 551.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it incorporates all that stuff, the gallery space, photography studio, and obviously you have space there for the
It's a great gallery, great space.
It's amazing. Yeah. And they actually are pretty unique in that they don't take commission from the artists.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the only studio spaces.
Yeah, and shout out to Fabian. He's the guy who runs it all. He's Yeah, great guy.
Amazing.
Yeah, shout out to everyone doing that. Art for art's sake. I think that's one of the ongoing themes of today's show is this list from Microsoft or Google or one of those bloody organisations. Yeah. These are the list of jobs that are going to be affected by AI. And it's just sort of like, no, you know what? It's all great for you to have that information that you want to convey to us, but let's just keep in mind that humanity still exists.
Yes,
and one of the best ways to express our humanity is through art, and that's why we need to give artists a space. Finally, before I let you go, the show is called Lost and Found. What did you lose while making your art, and what did you unexpectedly find as a result?
I lost about $150 on posters. Posters, I got the wrong size. They were supposed to be A4, and they ended up being bloody back in.
That's
A1
right.
A1 or something.
But then you found.
But they look great.
Yeah, they do look good.
They look fantastic. Yeah. But yeah, I lost $150.
Yeah, because what's the go? So A3 is bigger than A4. How does that work?
That's right.
Yeah, well, obviously I don't know. So.
Yeah, so A1's like a postcard.
Yeah, but we found some beautiful posters in the end. A blessing in disguise.
That H designed, the poster's all H's designed, They did an incredible job.
Yeah, check it out.
Awesome stuff. Lost and Found, an eclectic group show happening at Studio 551 on South King Street. So it kicks off from the 13th, goes to the 18th of August. We've got an opening night happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got an opening night on the 13th. So Wednesday the 13th at 6 p.m. You can come join us for some drinks and nibbles. And we've got some amazing performance art happening as well.
On the 16th, Saturday.
Beautiful.
Oh, right. You're talking about...
Yeah, on the 13th. Sorry. And then, no, you're right.
I shut my mouth.
And then,
I thought you would have learned after booking those A1 posters.
And then we've got some live jazz happening from 2 p.m. On Saturday the 16th, if you want to come down for that.
That's really cool. Yeah. Studio551.com.au. If people want to check out your art on the socials, where's the best place for them to connect with you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, altending, A-L-T-3.
How did no one else have that? That's great. That's a sick handle.
Yeah, I tried.
Michael, do you know?
My Instagram is just pretty basic. It's Arvithas Art.
I'm going to put
That's my surname.
I'm going to put links
so
to
you can remember it because it sounds like arthritis. That's what they used to call me in primary school, Michael.
H and Michael, cool. Lost and Found is on at Studio 551 starting next Wednesday evening, 13th of August. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you, mate.
Thank you so much.